This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. So anyway, we're going to give a muzzleloader away, too, the last Saturday of the month of October, the last Saturday of the month of November, and the last Saturday of the month of December. And that's all brought to you by CVA, the great folks at Connecticut Valley Arms, BPI Outdoors, Bergara Barrels. And, you know, they do have a centerfire rifle now. And they have a long-distance muzzleloader, which I got to lift to my shoulder the other day at a dealer's shop. And I want to tell you something. If you want to kill a deer with a muzzleloader at 200 yards, CVA has your gun. So, that being said, let's get on with the show and take some calls at 410-922-6680. That's the contact number. Chris is standing by with his list to take your name and your phone number. And what that'll do is get you in the drawing for the muzzleloader. But the rules are very simple, very simple. Call in, give Chris your name and number, then go on the air with me. And you can say, hey, Alan, I just called in to win the muzzleloader. You can ask a question, have a conversation, but we do need to talk with everybody on the air. Absolutely no charge. It's a random drawing at the end of the month. We put everybody's ticket in the hat, mix the bag up. Either Sparky or me pull the ticket or Chris pulls the ticket. And somebody wins the muzzleloader. So that's how that works. So let's get her started off, 410-922-6680. So anyway, while you're calling, I'll just give you, I'm at Route 40 East and West right now, Catonsville. So last night was my first time in the woods this year. Didn't do any early goose hunting, didn't do any dove hunting. First time in the woods with the crossbow last night in a box stand in Cecil County. I didn't climb the ladder. I didn't feel like getting harnessed in and all that stuff. I mean, I do have my safety precautions in the box stand, but when you're surrounded by four walls, a safety harness is a little less necessary. So I pull into the property where I park. Across the road is a like a logging road with a cable across it, just on the other side of the cable, about 100 yards from where I'm going to park, for two deer. Doe and a fawn feeding along. I tried to sneak up after I parked to take a picture, but they'd already moved on. The truck passing by on the highway didn't help. But anyway, I get into the woods. Well, I get into my truck, and I'm getting my gear ready, and, you know, I get the crossbow out of the case, and I've already cocked it, but what I neglected to bring was the crank for my AccuDraw on my 10-point crossbow. What that means is I couldn't reload quickly without trying to load the crossbow by hand, pull the string back by hand. I've tried it before. It's a difficult thing to do. I could have probably done it if I really put my mind to it, but what it said to me was, I've got one shot, and I'm not going to waste it or do anything stupid with it. So I continue to get ready, and I can't find my face mask, and I can't find my gloves. So I'm annoyed at myself because I remember where they are. They're on the bed at the house where I got dressed, meant to put them in my pocket, but that's just how it went. I had the essentials. I had the crossbow. I had the arrows. I had my range finder, my binoculars, and enough warm clothing, so I was good to go. I just had to keep my face behind my crossbow a little bit to break up my outline and keep my hands down inside the box. So, two deer already seen, not even in a hunting situation. I get into the woods, and I'm in there about 3 o'clock, 2:45, something like that. About 4 o'clock or so, I see movement about 100 yards out, 90 yards, and a little fawn, still spots on its shoulder, still spots on its hindquarters, is walking by. Of course, that one's safe. He's way too far, she's way too far, and I'm not shooting anything like that anyway. So, you know, off it went. 5 minutes, beaten and gone. I'm at Liberty Road, by the way, just so you know. So anyway, I wait. There's no squirrels or no. There's no birds, and it's windy. It is windy, 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 windy. Oh, forgot to tell you, I had a strategy. My strategy was, wind's coming out of the north. It's blowing into the main part of the woods, but I know there's a marsh and woods behind me where the deer bed. So my strategy is, I'm not worried about the deer behind me because they're already, you know, they're fine. They're upwind. So I had a bag of Buck Bomb Deer Domination. It's a powdered supplement type of thing that somebody gave me, a couple-pound bag. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take that bag along because it's so windy and because this is a powder, the wind might activate this to blow downwind, and anything downwind might, you know, be attracted to this stuff. And I also took along a tube that looks like a deodorant stick of a product called Evercom. Now, I've been using Evercom for a couple of years. Evercom is supposed to give the deer the impression that deer have been in the area. It smells like a herd of deer and so forth. And the idea is you put this deodorant on the trees, and it covers your scent and makes a deer calm down like there's been other deer in the area. So I picked a couple trees within range, 25 yards. I put some Evercom on it. I put some Evercom on the post of the stand, and I spread this Deer Dominion mixture out, okay, on the ground for probably a good 10 feet. Just dumped it all out there in a little clump. So here I am. I'm in my box stand overlooking this deer supplement stuff. The wind is blowing like crazy out of the north. At about 5 o'clock, 5 does walk by, 4 does and a fawn, single file, past my stand at 60 yards. And it was nice watching them. I took a couple pictures, and off they went. And 2 or 3 minutes later, I looked, and here come 3 of those does back. They're coming back. Why are they coming back? Well, they get to about 30 yards. They're milling around in front of me a little bit. they go right to the supplement and start to feed. I now have three deer at 25 yards, two big giant does, and boy, was I tempted to put some meat in the freezer. But I know that in that area, there tends to be one dominant buck every year or two, and I want to wait for that guy. So what do? I hold off. But boy, it was fun watching those deer for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I was patting myself on my back because my strategy worked. The Evercom kept them quiet and calm. They weren't alarmed. And then the supplement brought them in, and they were feeding on that. Now, that was just an appetizer because I'm sure they were on their way to the standing soybean field and the cornfields nearby. But I was very happy to see that my strategy worked, and it was a successful hunt for me because there was a deer in range, and I chose to let that deer pass. So, there we are. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
You certainly do. You've got, right now, you got two. Stan.
Two?
Yeah,
all
you
right.
Got Stan.
Well, I just pulled into the station, so here's what's going to happen, folks. I'm going to talk to those callers. I'm going to talk about our sponsors. I'm parking the truck right now. And when we get to the recorded part of the commercials, I'm going to run in the studio and get behind the microphone. How do you like that?
This ought to be a sight to see.
Let's talk to the first caller, Chris. Who's the first caller?
We got Stan, the truck driving man.
Hey, Stan the man.
It's Figures. You're so long-winded. As soon as I get a hold of you on the phone, I got to go under the rack here and load this load of gasoline. Real quick, when I call back, because I can't remember my own number to get into the muzzleloader contest, I have to call back again a little bit later.
That's fine.
Let your producer give me your home phone number. I guarantee you will never be late on a Saturday morning again.
We're not going to do that. I mean, I'm glad to give you my number, but we're not going to be late again.
Okay. In total honesty, I think it's a change of the weather. I'm going to use that, too, because my wife tried to get me up this morning, and the nose did not want to come out from behind, underneath the blanket.
I enjoyed the nap, but, you know, that afternoon in the woods and that wind and stuff and the temperature dropped, it dropped into the 40s last night. When I left the stand, it was right at 60, 59 degrees, and it felt so good. It felt like fall, and, you know, that probably put me out pretty quick.
A couple months from now, we're going to look back on this morning and go, damn, I wish it was the 5th again.
Nah, we'll see what happens. So,
anyway,
we're working on getting the equipment at the house to broadcast from the house so Alan doesn't have to drive an hour and a half on Saturday morning on Beltway and 97 and 50. Drive back across the Bay Bridge on a Saturday. That's never fun.
I listen to all your routing of the people that advertise on here. If you ever decide to leave this job, we can make a damn good dispatcher out of you. That was a pretty good route you mapped out.
Well, good. I could work that up. Sure. I you know, you never know what's going to happen with this radio gig. After 30 years, it could fall through.
Exactly. It doesn't take much training. If I can do it, you'll be a cinch.
Thank you for the offer.
All right, Mr. Ron, I'm holding people up. I'll call back with my phone number as soon as I can remember it on this new high-tech phone thing here.
All right, buddy. Well, you won't have to go back on the air unless you want to, okay?
Okay, man. Be careful.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Who's next, Chris?
You've got Mark.
Mark. Okay. Well, let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
I'm on my way.
Can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, barely. Go ahead.
All righty. I'm in a loud truck myself. I'm on my way down 32 towards Olney. I'm going to get a managed hunt in for a homeowners association down there with Suburban Whitetail Management of Maryland.
I got it. Okay, good. You know Marty? I know Marty. Yep, sure do.
Yeah, okay. Yep, so this will be my first hunt with them. I just joined up this year. I've actually only been in the tree about twice this year, once 2 weeks into the season and once the day before yesterday.
How'd you make out?
I'm ramping up. I actually got one. I got a button buck my first day up. I had five does and fawns feeding in front of me at the Patapsco.
I got it. Okay, well, it sounds like you're on your way to a good hunt today.
I was batting 1,000 until Thursday afternoon.
Well, that happens. Yeah. Well, I can't tell you what my batting average is after, you know, this will be my 52nd year of hunting. So, you know, wow. My average isn't quite that good.
Alrighty. Yeah, I heard your banjo music, and I thought, ooh, I haven't called in for the muzzleloader in a while.
Well, here you go. You're the second caller. Maybe you were the first caller. I don't know.
But alrighty.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens at the end of the month.
Alrighty. Take it easy.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Alan. Sure thing.
Uh-huh. See you later. Bye-bye. Any more callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir. That was it.
Well, I want to talk about our new sponsor, Madonna Seafood. You know, Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County, right across the Baltimore County line. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crab. It's a great place for a family event or a business meeting, and boy, is their menu diverse, too. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, desserts, and a whole lot more. So you call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. Now, that one's hard to remember, but remember this one, 410-557-CRAB. How do you like that? Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North. Follow that all the way up, Route 146. You hit Norrisville Road up there a few miles up, and you turn left, and you're there at Madonna Seafood. It's in a little mall right there. You'll see the sign right on the corner. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Now, I also mentioned Bay Country Bakery. When I'm on Route 50, like I was yesterday morning, heading to or from the deer stand or the duck blind, and I was just on Route 50. My mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery, which I did, for a donut or a sandwich or a fresh cup of coffee. Now, Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Guess what they're doing today? Cooking German pretzels and German food for the Crabtoberfest in Cambridge this afternoon. From 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, you can get breakfast. Even after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery and the chocolate donut on the highway sign. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Now, I did come past Chesapeake Outdoors today, and I thought about them. And, you know, they've got tree stands, and they've got archery equipment. They've got the Matthews compound bows, the Mission crossbows, the Raven crossbows, which are really nice. There's a few Hoyts left on the rack at closeout prices, and they'll set them up for you. They're brand-new bows, and if you like the Hoyt brand, they can take care of that for you. 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett crossbows, custom arrows, bow tuning, and accessories as well. They're also getting ready for the muzzleloader season. They have a wall full of accessories for muzzleloaders, Thompson Center and CVA muzzleloaders as well, Remington, Chiappa Firearms, camo apparel for all seasons, waterfowl stuff, the calls, the decoys, the steel shot, the gear, the camo. You got it? They've got it at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's in Chester, Maryland. That's 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, 410-604-2500. I'm going to turn the truck off, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is going to continue while I run in and get in my chair, and we'll see you on the other side in just a few minutes. Thanks, Chris.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Line-X Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Line-X Premium Bedliner or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Line-X.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience, give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
Let's load Grandpa's old Piro in the truck bed next to mine. His old 12 gauge, I've taught you right, you can handle it just fine. I bought you gloves and waders new, you won't feel quite so cold. There's a new world waiting for you, son, that's a thousand lifetimes old. We'll be there in the morning sun, waiting amongst the reeds. Where a clear head and a steady hand is all a fella needs. And if you listen close, my son, you'll hear that spirit say, when they cut and fall at first light, you can hear those whistling wings.
I love those whistling wings. Hey, guess what? I'm in the studio. That didn't take long at all, did it? Wow, how about that? So, whistling wings, yes, whistling wings. I just need a little second here to catch my breath. That was very interesting. I hope you didn't mind that being on the speakerphone, but I would appreciate if you'd call in and get your name in for the muzzleloader here in just a minute. Chris is here, and he's going to take your number. We'll get you on the air, and you can say hi and get you in the muzzleloader contest for a brand new CVA muzzleloader, and they ship that right to you. So as soon as we get a winner, last Saturday of the month, I send the name up to the folks at CVA, and it's been working good for about 10 or 12 years now, and we're going to continue that tradition, hopefully, with CVA muzzleloaders. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would hope you get on the line. Hey, shout out to all my buddies down at Sick of Deer Camp. If you're listening, I know
It's early, but everybody's up getting ready to rock out there and get in their stands. So I know you guys can hear me just fine down there on the app, and enjoy your breakfast. Congratulations to Hawk on the nice 5-point sick he killed last night. And everybody enjoy their morning hunt. I'm sure they'll be moving this morning on this cold weather, no question about it. So I guess we have a caller on the line now, and I'm going to take a look at the email while we're waiting for this caller. But I want to tell you something. I felt like it was hunting season last night. I really did. It was a long-awaited opportunity because of all the stuff that's been going on, and I just really enjoyed my evening in the woods. And thanks, Barky, for waiting up for me last night. It was a good day to be out in the woods, even as windy as it was. So I'm going to slurp a little coffee here. Hang on, folks. I brew that coffee at home and fill the thermos, and it's good to go. And, oh, by the way, I was at Bay Country Bakery yesterday, and I got a donut for Sparky and me. And guess what? I was actually able to obtain some donuts from Bay Country Bakery that I'm going to share with whoever's in here today, and that might be just Chris and me. So when we get the callers lined up, Chris will stop in here and get this box of donuts and help himself, I hope. Let's see, Walter in Centerville. Hey, Walter, how you doing?
Oh, doing fine, sir. Nice morning.
Nice morning. Beautiful morning out there. About time, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's great. It's no fun when you're out in the tree and it's 90 degrees.
No, you're right about that.
I had a question about something maybe you can give me an opinion on.
I'll do it.
Well, I am deciding about on my stand whether I should have a standard harness or one of those new vest-type harnesses. Have you tried either one of them?
I've tried all of them.
Okay, what's your opinion on the vest kind? I'm not sure how secure they are.
The vest kind has, if you're talking about just putting on a vest and the leg straps, go around your, they're fine. They're fine. Get a good one. I mean, there's a number. Hunter Safety Systems makes a good one. Gorilla makes a good one. Tree Spider makes a good one. So, nobody wants to get sued. So they're all making them stronger than they need to be.
Well, that's not a problem with me, but, I don't usually use one, but more as I get older, I figure maybe someday I might need one.
You know? Well, here's the situation. You need one.
Yeah.
You know, I told the story, I think, before, and I'll tell it again. On the property I hunt in Dorchester County, there's a number of stands that are, built for firearms and so forth, and some archery stands as well. One of those stands last year, two fellas had hunted out of it early in the season for sick of deer. They got the ladder sticks out. They climb up the ladder sticks. They get in the lock on stand and they hunt out of it. Okay. The third fellow early on in the archery season who had hunted that stand, a guest, climbed up in the stand, was standing on the platform, and both cables in the front corners failed at the same time.
Oh, lovely.
Which means that the stand acted like a trapdoor and fell right out from underneath him, 20 feet in the air. Now, here's the good news. This gentleman had his prussic line in, his safety line in, and he also had his harness on. So all he had to do was, after a moment of panic and adrenaline, get his wits about him, but he was safe.
Uh-huh.
He was suspended in the air, but all he had to do was swing around and get on the ladder and was able to climb down. So,
and how high up do you put the restraint on there? Because I know some people say shoulder height, some say maybe a little bit lower.
What are you talking about, the restraint?
For the strap on the tree.
Oh, that varies with the tree. Whatever you're comfortable with, you'll adjust it when you get up there. I usually keep mine about shoulder height.
Okay.
Because some of those straps aren't that long on right. That are attached to the neck of the harness, so you want to be able to have some freedom of movement, especially if you're bow hunting.
Yeah, the one I got from when I bought my tree stand, it's kind of really, restricted, and that's probably why I don't use it much.
Yeah, exactly. No, get one of those vests, and you'll enjoy it. You really okay. will. The vest types are good. I've got a gorilla, and I've got two gorilla, and I also have the tree spider harness built into a pair of bib overalls. So,
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, okay. they don't manufacture it anymore, but you can find them online.
Excellent.
You can find them online. Okay, they were made by Scent Blocker. They have the Scent Blocker material on them. It's now Blocker Outdoors. And they don't manufacture them anymore. They don't even offer them anymore, but you can find them, leftover stock all over the place. So, just go online. If you are able to go online, Google tree spider bibs, and you'll be able to find
them. Tree spider bibs. Okay. Yeah.
Okay?
And as far as your unlucky experiences sometime, it seems like that seems to be generic. I got out in the middle of the woods the other day, and for a reason only known to God, the front sight of my bow fell off. And I'm going, you have got to be kidding. Up in the tree stand, of course.
Oh, hey, I dropped my bow one year the first day of deer season. Dropped it. I was already in the stand and dropped it. Climbed down in the rain, retrieved it, and got it, brought it back up.
Nothing more aggravating than that.
Listen to this. Last time I was bear hunting in Garrett County in 2015, I dropped my 300 Win Mag out of the tree, muzzle down in the mud.
Ouch. Well,
I mean, it was just after I got the tree, muzzle down in the mud.
Yeah,
what do I do now?
Back to bed.
No. What I did was I unloaded the gun. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I got a clear view for what was blocking the barrel. I found a twig. I was able to clear the barrel. Okay. Blow it out, clear it out, got everything out of it as best I could. And then I hoped that a bear didn't show up.
Yeah.
Okay. So, So I got back to the place at lunchtime, and I cleaned the barrel out really well, and I did a bore sight on the scope best I could, and felt confident that I didn't damage anything. I didn't drop anything. Of course, the scope's mounted securely. Nice scope. And, didn't hit anything on the way down. It just... right in the mud, muzzle first, stuck up, looked like a flag sticking up there.
Oh, God.
That evening, I shot the bear at 200 yards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was okay. So, yeah, if it can happen, it happened to me in the last 50 years. No question.
Well, at least you'll learn from it.
That's right. Hey, Walter, we got to move along. A lot of callers. Thanks.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Sure, you take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Jesse Centerville, another Centerville caller. Good morning. How are you, Jess?
Hey, good morning. Doing fine. How are you?
Good. You headed out to the woods today?
Yes, I am. Matter of fact, you just talked to my brother Walter. Me and him are meeting up, and we're heading out to do some deer hunting up here in Churchill.
Good for you. Well, you enjoy that. They ought to be moving this morning in this beautiful cold weather.
That's our plan, sir, and we're looking forward to it, and get out and get some fresh air again.
You got it.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. Let me know how you make out, and anybody takes one, send me a picture, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Be glad to publish it in Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine.
Okay.
All right.
I hope to be able to do that today, so thank you, and enjoy your show.
All right, Jess, thanks. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Dorothy, Glen Burnie, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm cranked up. I mean, I just got here.
I was listening.
Yeah.
To you coming in.
How was the sound quality? Was it okay on my Bluetooth?
Yeah, it actually was. I was listening on my Bluetooth, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, I do. So good.
I have a question for you about that Evercom.
Okay.
If the deer are not used to you using it, is it going to disturb them, like spook them?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Because they came in last night like gangbusters, and they were within 2-3 feet of it on the trees, and they were smelling the supplement too, but they were smelling the Evercom. They had to be. There's no reason why they couldn't, and it may have even helped attract them.
Okay.
If you smell it, it smells like deer.
Okay.
I mean, it just smells like a deer. When you know, if you've ever harvested a deer, or had a deer in the back of the truck, or deer in the family, you smell that that's what this smells like, is deer. Doesn't smell like a rut scent or anything like that. It just smells like deer, and it's supposed to give them the idea that deer have been in the area, they bedded there, they've left their scent there, and so forth. It's a combination of all kinds of stuff, I guess, from captive deer herds and so forth. So,
I'm going to have to pick some of that up then.
Yeah.
My other question about it is, I know you said to put it on trees, but an idea of it, could you put it on the bottom of your boots when you're walking in?
You could. It wouldn't hurt anything.
Okay.
And I think they now make a spray version of it, too.
Oh, they do?
I believe, yeah. Yeah, I think so. The deodorant stick works great for me. You know, so I just refresh it every time I'm in the stand. It makes a deer think that there's deer around my area, which there always is. There's always deer, you know, around the stand somewhere. So,
right. That's what we're noticing. We always got deer around.
Yep.
We want to make sure that they're calm when we get out there.
Well, that's what it does. Ever calm. Yep.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dorothy. Take care.
You have a good day.
You too.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye. Bye-bye. Good morning, Chuck in Hampstead. How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
Good.
How are you this morning?
Sir?
Said, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell Dorothy, Evercom works.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, I've been using it for years, and, on my ground blind up at Frederick County, I've had deer come within 5 feet.
Yep.
So, and I got a buck cage with the liquid scent, and it works really, really well.
Okay.
So
perfect.
But yeah, just had to call you. I got I'm not waking up Diane. She's not here, so I can call and talk to you.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I know Robin was trying to communicate with her, so
Yeah, I got a message, but she's up in Toronto for a wedding.
And now we know.
Yeah.
Got
well,
it.
I was instructed to get a hold of Robin and tell her because.
I think she's listening. So
yeah.
You got a hold of her.
Yep. So that's it. Just wanted to give you a quick call and get in the contest and we'll talk again soon.
Cause you got it.
We have to talk.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So, all right, buddy. We'll all stay in touch and appreciate the call in. Best to Diane when you hear from her today, and we'll go from there. I hope you enjoyed the pictures last night.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'd say. I wish I was going out this morning, but we probably won't go out till Monday or Tuesday. So
right. Yeah, that one picture of that single doe that I sent you that said Evercom works. She was right there. She was just she was chewing on that supplement and that
right.
And the tree in front of her is the one that has the Evercom. Well, actually, those two trees in the picture both have Evercom on them. So
right. Hey, it's great stuff. I mean, it's allowed me to get deer real close to me in my blind. So
yeah, well, there you go. All right. See you, buddy.
Later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care. Fred in Forest Hill, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Just calling to enter for that muzzleloader and to say hi.
Well, you're in. How's that?
Thanks.
You got it.
Perfect.
Thanks, Fred. Have a good day. See ya.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Woo! Busy, huh? Busy, 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 busy.
Just a wee bit.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
Take a break.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
Come on.
Okay,
you got to
tell people what's going on there.
I'm not telling them that I brought a box of donuts.
Yeah, but they're not just any donuts.
No, they're Bay Country Bakery donuts.
There you go.
So it's all good.
It's heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth. If that's what you say... That's fine. I'll agree with that one. So right now I want to tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop. Stopped by the other day, Clyde's, see him, say hi. And, I talked to Clyde for quite a while. I talked about, you know, how's business and firearms and different things and so forth. And We were talking about the Browning products and, you know, the difference between Browning and some of the other manufacturers out there that, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, how many you have to buy to get in the program and that type of thing. And just very interesting insight on how the whole firearms thing works. So nothing I can share really with anybody here, but, you know, it was just Clyde and I talking and the history of them being a Browning dealer and so forth and, you know, a little tiny bait shop in Baltimore and what they've turned into now as far as the Browning dealership is concerned. Well, I want to tell you about a couple of them. I want to tell you about the AB3. It's a high-powered rifle. That'll be probably Chris's next investment when he decides to go deer hunting or not. Chris, if you ever want to go, I got plenty of guns you can borrow.
Okay.
So the AB3 is an outstanding big-game value package in wood or synthetic stock. It's a bolt-action rifle. It comes in 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, 300 Win mag, and it comes factory installed with a Nikon Buckmaster 4-12 by 40 BDC rifle scope. And I will tell you something. It's a walnut stock, 60-degree throw, bolt action, a detachable double-stack magazine. It's an A-bolt. I mean, it's a Browning. So how can you go wrong with that? And it's very reasonably priced for that combination, so check that one out. Now, here's another reasonably priced firearm from Browning, and it's the BPS pump. It's a pump shotgun, comes in 4, 10, 20, 12, 10-gauge, 12 and 20-gauge rifle barrel deer hunter models are available. It has bottom ejection, so when you jack the shell out, it goes down. It doesn't go off to the right or the left like some shotguns do, and it's safer that way in a blind, that's for sure. DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity camo finish, and others. And it comes with a 3 Invector Plus choke tubes for a variety of situations, whether you want a little open choke for doves and a little tighter choke for geese. It's the BPS pump. All from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com, two S's in the middle. Clyde Sports is the website, open 7 days a week. All major credit cards for Clyde Sports Shop.
Well, a marked cool down in store for the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, the Southeast. Everyone finally enjoying a more October feel to the weather forecast. We were in the 40s last night. 67 degrees our high today. Crisp, cool college football Saturday ahead. And upper 50s for tonight. Mostly cloudy Sunday, a high of 76. And we could see some showers Monday with temps in the mid to upper 70s, lows in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holson Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, Madonna Seafood. Known for having the best seafood in Harford County and right across the Baltimore County line. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers outstanding menu for lunch or dinner, an outstanding menu, and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or a business meeting. Try their fried shrimp, by the way, their breaded fried shrimp, or their bacon-wrapped fried oysters. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crab by the dozen of the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. And I mean good pizza, family recipe for the sauce, been in the family for 30 years. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. That's right. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, you might want to call ahead for reservations on the weekends. 401-4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Open every day at 11. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys. All right, let's get to the calls. Plenty of them here. Tony in Pikesville, good morning.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Good, buddy. You?
Very, very well, very well.
Good. Short amount of time.
Yeah, I just I retired this year, so I've been out in the stand more times this year probably already than I got out all of last year.
Good for you, man. Good for you. So
and got one in the freezer already.
Nice.
And, you know, it's been really nice, and I stuck one of those apple scented supplement blocks out, which I've always been kind
of apple cracker.
Well, it was one of them. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, apple cracker. Good friend of mine.
And it works.
I know. Yep, it sure does. I love that stuff.
It was 20 or 25 pounds, whatever it is, when I stuck it out there, and it's
down to nothing.
Considerably smaller now.
I'm sure. Yeah, they like it. They'd like it.
And I've seen deer on it, and they hang around and lick it. Of course, the other animals, the squirrels and everything else.
Oh, they love it.
Yeah, get out there.
And yeah, woodpeckers love it too. So
it's works amazingly.
Yes, it does.
So when that one's gone, I guess I'll have to throw another one.
Another one out there. Yeah, apple cracker. It's good stuff.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to get into the muzzleloader, and
you're in.
And I probably won't go out today, but you know, I got all week now. So,
got it. Well, enjoy yourself.
Yep, it's great.
Thanks, Tony.
Right. Thanks, man.
See you, buddy. Bye, bye. Dan in Bellcamp, how are you, Dan?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, I've got three down so far. Headed to Colorado on Thursday for elk, and I'll get back just in time for the early muzzleloader.
Oh, man. You got it all planned out, don't you? That's great.
Life is good.
I'm glad to hear that, man. Glad to hear that. So
I'd like to get in on the muzzleloader contest drawing. I've got a nice one, but I need one to lend to other folks when I take them out.
You got it. Exactly right. So, well, I appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you, and good luck in Colorado.
Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Same to you.
See you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
So long.
Glenn in Chestertown. How are you, Glenn?
Yeah, how you been?
I'm doing all right.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you call and get in the muzzleloader contest?
Yes, I do.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. So what's going on up there? Deer starting to move a little bit?
I don't know. I haven't really seen much. I haven't really been out, but with dove hunting, I've been. I haven't really seen anything.
Yeah.
Or I have a couple of times I shot up next to this little thicket. Just all out in the middle of nowhere to itself.
Got it.
And maybe here run in there. I haven't really got an eyeball on anything, but
right.
You know, I don't know.
It'll come. It'll come, buddy. It'll come.
Yeah.
So you got it.
All right, so that'd be good.
Muzzleloader right. Season's coming too. So
yeah. Yeah.
You got it. So.
All right,
buddy. Appreciate it. I will. Thanks, Glenn. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody. So, coming up next is Dave Sikorsky. Dave's president of CCA or executive director of CCA. He'll explain all that. Coastal Conservation Association. I went to two meetings this past week, both on the same day, both on Thursday. One was for the 15-year deer plan, which is being developed, after the 10-year deer plan, after the other 10-year deer plan. And now this is a 15-year plan. Not a lot of changes in there. They've enhanced the deer management permit program, the crop damage permit program, because of so much input from the agricultural community, who'll never stop asking for more, at stakeholder, meeting, the horse council was there, speaking against Sunday hunting, of course, and asking DNR to set aside a recreational day called Sunday for everybody to enjoy the outdoors, of course. And then the deer sterilizer folks were there, and they wanted some additional input into the deer plan, so, which I thought was covered pretty well. And there's only really one or two people doing that in Maryland. But I mean, it's surgery, folks. Yeah, they knock a doe down and they basically tie its tubes. I mean, it's just, yeah. Yep. So 410 WCBM 680 after the break here at the top of the hour. Dave Sikorsky will be up there and, we'll be talking about striped bass. That was the second meeting I went to, was the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Meeting where they introduced the three options for reducing striped bass harvest by 18% or so. Yeah, that was fun. In Cambridge. Yep. So, all right, time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe.